今天早晨我们要从以色列旧约的历史中间和弟兄姊妹们讲的一对先知的工作。
Today we're going to read a passage which is the history of the Hebrew people and what the Lord had done.
所以弟兄姊妹们请打开列王记下第二章。
So please turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
首先我们注意到这里以利亚和以利沙的时代是怎么样的时代。
First of all, we have to understand what is the kind of generation that they lived in.
他们做先知的年代跨越在以色列一个王朝四代的时候。
And they were living in a turn of the century of several kings of Israel.
那一个王朝叫做暗利的王朝。
And that kingdom was known as
Omri.
Omri.
暗利的王朝一共有四代，就是暗利自己，还有亚哈，加上亚哈谢和约兰四个君王。
And there were four kings that lived in this part, in this particular period.
神应许他要做王到四代。
And God has promised that his kingdom was going to last for four generations.
以后神用耶户的王朝取代了他。
And later on, the Lord replaced it by the kingdom of Yehu.
弟兄姊妹们，以利亚和以利沙做先知的年代是一个非常特别的年代。
And so we see that they existed in a period that was very unusual.
神有他自己的计划和旨意。
The Lord had his own plans and his own will in it.
在那个时代中间，神的儿女离开真神，敬拜偶像。
At that very moment, the children of God left the Lord.
他们虽然仍然尊耶和华为他们的神。
Although they still claimed that their God was Jehovah.
但事实上他们却是敬拜金牛犊。
In reality, they were really worshipping the golden...
就像今天我们的时代，许多人有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的实意。
Just like our own generation this moment, even though they look as if they are Christians, but they really lost it already.
我们仿佛知道我们所信的是谁。
As if we are aware who we believe in.
但是事实上，我们的生活、我们的目的、我们一生的盼望，并不在于神自己。
But in reality, our purpose in life, our aspirations, is really not to pursue the Lord.
我们的生活思想中间充满了成功的盼望。
Our minds and our deeds filled with nothing but our own accomplishments.
以至于连我们所有宗教的信仰也挂上一种成功哲学的味道。
And even in our belief in the Lord, we want to accomplish.
我觉得没有一个时代比现在的时代更像拜金牛犊的时代。
And I cannot think of any other generation that is as ours and more close to worshiping the golden calf.
我们好像在敬拜神。
As if we are worshiping the Lord.
但是我们所盼望的是神带给我们个人的成功。
And actually what we're seeking is the Lord giving our own accomplishments.
我们不大明白神在时代中间他所有的旨意。
And we do not seem to understand His will in our generation.
有时候我觉得我们所传讲福音个人的福音已经过了头了。
And sometimes I feel that we're preaching our personal savior and we've gone to the extreme.
我们忘记神不仅是个人的救主，他是时代的君王。
We forget that he's not only our personal savior, but he's also the king of kings and the king of our generation.
当我读到列王记下第二章第一节的时候，我就不能读下去，一直到我思想通了一个问题。
When I was reading 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, I couldn't go on because there was one thing that I need to solve.
这里告诉我们说，耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候。
Here it says that the Lord was pleased to take up Elijah by a whirlwind.
换句话说，神在他的思想计划里面，有一天，有一个时候，神要用旋风接他的先知以利亚升天。
And here we can see the Lord has planned already that he was going to take up Elijah by a whirlwind one day.
不仅这件事情必然发生。
We know that one day it will definitely happen.
而且他的方法也是确定的。
And the way that he was going to do it, it has already been determined.
神在时代中间所做的工作是这样子。
And in every age, the Lord acts as this way.
有时候我们觉得今天基督徒应当有一个正确的历史观。
Sometimes we feel that we should have the proper perspective in history.
在我们接受救恩的时候，在我们接受那些福音真理的时候，
When we accept salvation and accept the words of the Lord,
我们不知不觉应当有一个正确的历史观。
We should have proper perspective of history.
这个世界往哪里去，应当是确定的。
Where is the world headed for? It should be already determined.
这个世界应当往哪里结束，应当是确定的。
And where will this world lead to? It should already have been determined.
但是我们的生活却好像不是根据这个决定而来做我们的事情。
However, our life does not seem to be leading us according to these things.
当耶和华要用旋风击利亚升天的时候。
And when the Lord was pleased to take up Elijah by a whirlwind.
今天我想我们所基督徒知道的生活是曾经在历史上面有一天主耶稣也已经升天。
And we also seem to understand that Jesus, our Lord, has already been taken up to heaven.
但是我们却不知道这个升天在历史中间的意义是什么。
But we don't seem to understand the significance in the history of this, what happened.
神的工作正在按照他的计划一步一步的成就。
And we know that everything is going to take place step by step as the Lord has planned.
假如以往所发生的事情照着神的旨意没有半点的偏差错误。
If what had happened in the past was exactly according to the will of the Lord.
以利亚已经升天了。
Elijah has already been taken up to heaven.
主耶稣也已经升天了。
And Jesus Christ has already ascended into heaven.
那么是不是主耶稣的再来更有把握我们确定是一件必要发生的事呢？
Is the second coming of Christ is something that will definitely take place?
这就是今天我要和弟兄姊妹们从第一节里面所看见我们必须做一个决定。
And this is what I see in the first verse there, and something that we should really be prepared for.
到底你我是不是有一个基督徒历史观的人？
Are you and myself in the same boat? That is, we do have the proper perspective of history.
或是人或是不知道历史的结束是什么。
Or maybe there are people who are not aware what will happen toward the end of the history.
所以他们在努力地寻求，努力地保护生态，各样的环境，为了要将历史能够延长。
So they're striving very hard, and so that their lifestyle will be able to be continued.
他们事实上用各种人为的方法，发展人极限的努力和智慧，要将人文科学能够一直持续下去。
They strive very hard to continue what has been given to us by science, what this world has given us.
他们认为这样他们对历史有一个交代。
And this way they feel they will be able to accomplish what the history has prepared for us.
一些更现实的人他们看见科学所能给人的帮助。
And other practical minded people see what science has accomplished for man.
他们把一生投资在这些建筑上面。
They invest everything in all these things.
但是我们知道科学不能给人真正的拯救。
And we know that science cannot really redeem us.
我们历史，基督的历史观是什么？
And so what is our own perspective of history?
就看见神是有计划，有旨意的。
We see that the Lord has his will, and he has definitely his purpose.
我们今天一生在神的面前，为的是什么目的？
And what is the purpose of our life in the presence of God?
当有一天以利亚升天的时候，
When Elisha finally was taken up by the Lord into heaven,
英文圣经里面特别说他讨了神的喜悦。
He was pleasing to the Lord.
我们今天的生活目的能不能叫我们见主的时候有同样的态度？
So we ask ourselves, for the one day when we see the Lord, are we pleasing to the Lord?
以利亚和以利沙是师徒的关系。
We see that Elisha and Elijah are really a teacher and his disciple.
我看见以利亚在以利沙身上最大的影响。
And I see the great influence on his disciple.
就是叫以利沙羡慕以利亚的生活方式。
Elisha had great respect and great admiration for the lifestyle of his teacher.
你看这里以利沙一路跟随以利亚的经历。
Here we see that Elisha really followed his teacher all the way.
我们不禁要稀奇，到底以利亚为什么这样吸引力量
？And we're really sort of surprised. How come his teacher had that much charisma?
以利亚的生活不是在世人中间寻求虚华的荣耀。
And Elisha, we know that did not Elijah, we know did not live a lifestyle of extravagance.
圣经里面给我们看见以利亚身穿骆驼毛的衣服，在旷野里面生活，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
And we know that.Elijah himself, what did he wear? He wore a garment of camel hair and he ate nothing but honey.
并且当以色列的君王亚哈反对神的时候
When the king of Israel, Ahab, opposed the Lord,
以利亚必须流亡在旷野里面
Elijah had to survive in the desert only.
神虽然兴起以利亚、以沙对那个时代说话
Although the Lord had planned Elijah and Elisha to speak in that, to that generation.
但是那个时代迷恋于他们所看得见的生活，忽略了神的言语。
But that generation seems to be lost in their own extravagance and their own purpose and have neglected the will of the Lord.
以利沙不能对他的君王，以利亚不能对他的君王有任何的影响。
Elijah was not able to influence his king.
他反得因着君王的逼迫，必须生活在旷野里面。
Because he was persecuted by the king, he had to live in the desert.
但是我看见以利沙竟然羡慕这样的生活。
And we see that Elisha really had great admiration for this kind of lifestyle.
这是一件稀奇的事情。
And this is really a surprising thing.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And today, brothers and sisters, we are supposed to be the disciples of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的生活能不能影响我们，叫我们羡慕他？
Does the lifestyle of Jesus Christ affect us to the point that we have great admiration for it?
我们是不是能够因为耶稣基督所做的一切，他所彰显的荣耀？
Because of everything that he has done and the great glory that he has manifested.
而了解到他在地上那个孤单没有同情的光景。
And we can really understand how lonesome he was in this world.
当初十二个门徒跟随耶稣。
When the 12 disciples followed Jesus Christ.
今天我们还要跟随耶稣是为什么？
And today we still follow him and why?
是不是仅仅为了一个永生的盼望？
Are we just looking for the eternal life and that's all?
还是我们羡慕耶稣的生命？
Or are we really...Or do we really have the great admiration of the life of Jesus?
以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”
And Elijah said to his disciple Elisha, "The Lord is sending me to Bethel. You can stay here."
以利沙对以利亚说：“我指着耶和华永生的神，并且在你面前起誓，我不离开你。”
But he answered and said, "No, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." Elijah's purpose was to follow his teaching no matter where he went.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们做基督徒一个头一个重要的事情是跟随耶稣。
And as Christians today, brothers and sisters, the first and the utmost important thing is to follow Jesus.
还不是羡慕他的神迹奇事，不是羡慕他的教训道理，而是需要在我们的生活中间天天跟随耶稣的脚步。
We're not only looking for the miracles in the life of Jesus, we're really supposed to follow the footsteps of Jesus.
不错，以利亚行了多少的神迹奇事。
It is true, Elisha has performed a lot of miracles.
以利沙自己以后得了圣灵的能力，也行了许多神迹奇事。
And Elisha himself also performed a lot of miracles after he obtained the double portion of Holy Spirit.
但是以利沙没有跟随以利亚的神迹。
But Elisha did not follow the miracles of Elijah.
他说我要跟随你我永不离开你必定不离开你
And he says I'm going to stay with you no matter where you go and I will not leave you
因为他羡慕以利亚他所生活的表现
Because he had great admirations for the lifestyle of Elijah
换句话说今天我们基督徒应当做一个爱耶稣的人
In other words as Christians we should really love Jesus
爱耶稣到一个地步不能离开他的同在
We love him to the extent that we cannot leave his existence.
我想这些话在我们基督徒心中甚至会变成一种道理而不是一个真正的科目。
And these words have probably become just words in us, really not the path that we want to follow.
我们也会讲这样的道。
We can also preach these words.
我也绝不是第一个向弟兄姊妹讲这样道的人。
And I'm sure I'm not the first one to teach you this.
我也谨慎是不是我讲的这些道对我自己的生命有没有影响。
And I'm also very careful whether these words are going to affect my lifestyle. Oh, I pray the Lord that he open my eyes. And give me that determination to really follow Jesus. Not only to follow him in his words. But actually from day to day follow in his footsteps.
From 经历里面出来。
And get out of what my past experience has been.
从我的知识里面出来。
From all that knowledge, out of all that knowledge.
而单单的跟随耶稣。
Just simply follow Jesus.
当以利亚对以利沙说，你可以在这里等候的时候。
And when Elijah said to Elisha, you can stay here.
到底他叫他等候什么？
And what was it that he was waiting for if he stayed there?
如果以撒听了以利的话，在那等候。
If Elisha listened to the words of Elijah and just waited there,
等候什么呢？
What was he waiting for?
他不是等候，乃是单言在那里。
He was not really waiting, but he was procrastinating.
他必要留在基甲的经历中间。
He will have to be left at Gilead then.
他的工作范围就是基甲。
And his scope of work will only be confined to Gilead.
并不是说基甲没有工作等着他做。
It does not mean that there is no work for him in Gilead.
因为以后你看当以利沙得的能力回来以后在每一个经历的停顿那些站头上面
And we can see that after he received the double portion of the Holy Spirit on all these places he did stop
每一次他停顿的地方都有工作等着他
There were work in every place waiting for him
但是以利沙如果没有跟随以利亚往前
But if Elisha did not follow his teacher onward
他没有跟随他的主往前的时候
and he did not continue to the very end.
他没有能力应付那个工作的需要。
He would not have had the strength and power to perform what he did perform later.
以利沙对以利亚说：“我指着耶和华永生神，并且在你的面前起誓，我必不离开你。”
And Elisha answered his teacher and said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you."
于是圣经上说，二人就来到，就下到伯特利。
And the two of them went down to Bethel.
在伯特利有先知的门徒就出来见以利沙。
And at Bethel, the prophets, disciples of the prophets came forward and spoke to Elisha.
对他说：“耶和华今日要接你的师傅离开你，你知不知道？知道不知道
？”Today the Lord is going to take up your teacher by whirlwind. Are you aware of this？
以利沙说：“我知道，你们不要作声。
”And Elisha said, "I know it. Be still."
在这里，你看见先知的门徒和以利沙的态度就不一样。
Here we see the students of the prophets' attitude, and that the attitude of Elisha is very different.
先知的门徒说：“今天耶和华要接你的师傅升天，你知道不知道？”
It says, they ask, the students ask him and say, are you aware that the Lord is going to take up your teacher?
可能当他们说这话的时候是以为是个大的秘密。
And it's very possible that when they said this, they thought it was a secret.
其实有五十个人知道，有几十个人知道，绝对不可能是在是秘密。
When there is more than 50 people being aware, and there are more people aware, it could not have been a secret.
但是他们对于这些知识的了解，给他们什么用处呢？
But all this understanding that they had, did it help them?
在那些先知的门徒中间，没有一个人起来跟随以利亚。
And we can see that other prophets, students, none of them did follow what Elisha did. Only Elisha himself followed his teacher.
叫我想起在保罗到雅典传福音的时候。
And this reminds me of the time when Paul went to Athens.
那里的人把所有听见的话当作新闻，说说听听而已。
And those people what they heard was just news, and they were listening to the news.
弟兄姊妹，今天耶稣基督升天，对你来讲，你知不知道这个真理？
And today, that Jesus has ascended into heaven, are you aware of this truth?
我相信每个人都能说，我知道这个真理。
And everyone probably would claim, yes, I know about it.
但是我们对于这件真理知道的态度却是什么呢？
And what is our attitude toward this then?
在我们里面有没有这样的科目？
Is there a great thirst in us?
门徒们当初在地上跟随耶稣的时候
And when the disciples followed Jesus when he was in the world,
耶稣对他们说将来要发生的事情
And Jesus told them what will happen in the future.
你看门徒们就产生许许多多不同的反应
And you can see all the different reactions of the disciples at the time.
我心里面常常叹息这些新约的门徒还不如以利沙的反应
And I often sigh to myself that the reaction of the disciples could hardly compare with Elisha's reaction.
但当我在主的面前侍奉这么多年以后，我才明白以利沙是怎样特别的一个人。
After I've served the Lord for many years, I've come only to realize what a special person Elisha was.
事实上，我们今天在主的面前，多少人都像先知的门徒一样。
So many of us in the presence of God is so much like the disciples, the prophets here.
这里有一群先知的门徒。
Here we see the disciples of the prophets, a group of them.
你知道有些人赞成神学教义，就说这是神学教义的滥觞。
And many people who believe in the training of theology.
但是有些人反对神学，说你看这些先知门徒没有一个好的。
And those people who don't believe in it say, none of these disciples of the prophets are good.
我相信你要怎么样讲就怎么讲，没有人能够反对你。
I'm sure you can interpret it in different ways. There's no one who can oppose you.
但是我觉得更要紧的不是说这里看神学院的学生好不好。
But the most important thing is not to see whether these seminary students are good.
而对于我们自己来说，我们是处在怎样的心态里面。
And to us, the most important thing is our attitude.
我们是像先知的门徒，把一切的知识放在头脑里面明白了。
Are we like the disciples of the prophets? We just understand what is going on.
却没有跟随主的决心。
But there was no determination to follow the Lord.
就着以利亚来说，就着以利沙来说，这些人仍然留在伯特利。
And from the point of Elijah and Elisha, all those people just remain in Bethel. That's it.
以利沙对他们说：“我知道，你们不要作声。”
Elisha says, "I know it, so be still."
什么意思？
And what does it really mean?
以利沙所知道的，耶和华要接以利亚，趁旋风登天升天的时候，他所知道的，不像这些先知们他们所知道的。
His understanding, Elisha's understanding that the Lord was going to take up Elijah by whirlwind is something that was beyond what these disciples understood.
我不晓得以利亚是不是像主耶稣对待他的门徒一样。
I don't know whether Elijah was treated Elijah just like the way Jesus treated his disciples.
照我的了解，跟我读圣经的感觉，我觉得以利亚对于他说要发生在他身上每一件事情，他没有理由不知道。
From what I can see, there was nothing that Elisha did not know about, and everything that was going to happen to Elijah, he was aware of.
他也没有理由要隐瞒着以利沙。
And there was no reason that Elijah should hide things from Elisha.
显然，伊丽莎当他知道神的旨意和计划之后
，Quite obviously that after Elisha knew that what the Lord has planned for him.
我相信伊丽莎是在一个天天进行等候的状态里面。
I'm sure that Elisha was very alert on what was going to be happening.
你可以这里看见伊丽莎的眼目不敢离开伊丽亚一点点。
We can see that Elisha's eyes were completely focused on Elijah.
有时候我去看弟兄，去访问弟兄姊妹们。
Oftentimes I go on visitation.
他们的孩子知道爸爸要出门去。
The children are aware the father was going to go out.
你看他们那个小眼睛盯在爸爸的身上，不许他跑掉。
And you can see the eyes of the children are completely focused on the father, just to see that he doesn't leave.
这些父亲就看见儿子一不注意就闪身出了房间走了。
And the father is going to try to sneak away as soon as the eyes of the children are averted.
那些以利亚跟以利沙的关系就是这样。
And you can see that relationship between Elijah and Elisha is exactly the same.
弟兄姊妹们，主告诉我们在警醒等候。
The Lord is telling us to be alert and to be waiting.
因为主要我们把他的眼睛，把我们的眼睛放在他的身上。
Because the Lord wants our eyes to be focused on Him.
不是叫我们看周围发生的情形是什么。
No matter what is happening around us,
不是叫我们看见周围有什么可以叫我们日兴奋热闹的事情而已。
We are not supposed to be watching what is happening around us, something that's happy events around us.
主对那些门徒说：“你们要警醒祷告。”
And the Lord said to the disciples, "Be alert and be prayer."
当主耶稣去克西马尼园祷告的时候，门徒因为困倦，眼睛都闭住睡着了。
When the Lord went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. The disciples were weary, and they were dozing off.
伯特利并不是不好的地方。
Bethel is not a bad place.
伯特利事实上是非常好的地方。
Bethel is a beautiful and wonderful place.
这里甚至神的家有什么不好的？
And this is considered the home of God, and how can it be bad?
但是神的眼睛不管我们在什么环境里面，总愿意我们专心注意在耶稣身上。
But the Lord wants us, no matter in what kind of environment we're in, our eyes should be focused on Him.
伯特利有许许多多了不起的经历。
Bethel has all kinds of beautiful experiences.
正如基甲有许多了不起的经历。
Just like in Gilead, there's a lot of beautiful experiences there.
以色列人过往耶利哥去的时候，头一站在基甲，在那里重新行了割礼。
And as the Israelites were entering the Promised Land and going toward Jericho, the place they stopped was Gilead, and that's where circumcision happened.
Gilgard. 伯特利有许多了不起的经历。
And Bethel has all kinds of good experiences too.
以色列人提到伯特利的时候，岂有不好的感觉吗？
And there should not be any kind of bad feelings toward it.
在那里，雅各曾经遇见神。
And there Jacob met God.
在那里，天的启示向他们显现。
Where God appeared to him.
伯特利雅各在那里看见神的使者上去下来。
And in at Bethel, Jacob saw the ladder and the angels of God walk going up and down.
我相信所有以色列的儿女都知道这件事情。
And I'm sure that children of Israel are all aware of this.
雅各在那里说，这地方真是可畏，这是天的门，也是神的家呀。
And at that very moment, Jacob said, this is really the gate to heaven, and this is really the home of God.
许许多多人有了属天的启示和亮光。
And many people had inspirations and beautiful enlightening from God.
但是他们却没有继续跟随他所看见启示中的那位主。
But they forgot to follow the one that enlightened them and inspired them and their God, his God.
使徒约翰在拔摩海岛上面看见耶稣基督的异象。
John on the island of Patmos saw a great revelation.
他所看见的启示是写完天下的书也不够包容。
And he saw so much that if he had written everything down, the world will not be able to accommodate it.
如果他能够从那个时候开始登记要得的版权的话，到现在他是全世界最富有的人。
And if he at that very moment had his own copyright, he probably would be the wealthiest person in the world.
但弟兄姊妹们，你看启示录最后约翰说什么？
But toward the very end, the end of the book of Revelation, what did John say?
约翰所看见的启示到今天没有人能够完全明白。
He saw the revelation that no one in this world could really understand up to this moment.
但最后启示录写什么？
And finally, what did Revelation say?
他说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Says Jesus, O Lord, I hope you do come.
求你快来呀。
May you come in a hurry.
Hasten the day.
Hasten the day.
弟兄姊妹们，你看使徒约翰，为什么神肯把这样的启示给他？
And we see that John had this beautiful revelation. Why did the Lord reveal so much to him?
因为约翰这个眼睛定在耶稣身上的人。
Because his eyes were focused on Jesus Christ.
我们愿意得到各样的启示。
We want to receive all kinds of inspirations and revelations.
好多时候我们就从启示里面跑出去参加我们的启示，叫人都看见我们是何等有启示的人。
And then after we see the revelation in the inspiration, we go out and let everybody know that we've seen it and see how great we are.
他就留在伯特利不肯走了。
And he would stay in Bethel and he would not move forward.
以利亚对伊丽莎说，耶和华差遣我往以利哥去，你可以在这里等候。
And Elijah said to his disciple Elisha, the Lord is sending me to Jericho, you may stay here.
伊丽莎说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。
And Elisha says, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
伊丽莎很固执啊。
We can see Elisha was very stubborn.
于是二人到了耶利哥。
So the two came to Jericho.
耶利哥这个征战的地方。
And Jericho is the place of battle.
耶利哥的先知门徒就近以利沙呀。
And then the disciples of the prophets there also came forward to Elisha.
我觉得这里圣经的话真是传神。
And I just really feel the words here are so descriptive.
他说他们就近以利沙，好像要跟以利沙讲个秘密。
And they sort of neared him, and as if they were sharing a secret.
他们不知道以利沙在伯特利已经遇过这一帮先知的门徒。
They did not realize that in Bethel, Elisha has already met the prophet's disciples there.
他们也以为他们是天下第一个最知道神旨意的人。
And they also thought that they were the only ones that knew the will of the Lord.
他们就近以利沙对他说，耶和华今日要见你的师父，离开你，你知道不知道？
Says, are you aware that your teacher is going to be taken away by the Lord today?
这些话都是一样的。
And the words repeat itself.
他们把属灵的事情听听说说，就是这样代表了他们属灵的生活。
They just keep repeating the spiritual words without the significance of the spiritual things.
我不晓得以利沙第二次又碰见这样的人，他心里什么样感觉？
I wondered, you know, how Elisha reacted to the same things that happened to him.
是不是觉得厌烦呢？
Does he feel frustrated?
我不知道。
I don't know.
他对话，他们回答说：“我知道你们不要做声。”
And the answer said, and he answered and said, "Yes, I'm aware. Be still."
耶利哥是什么样的地方？
And what kind of place is Jericho?
耶利哥是一个征战的地方。
It's a place of battle.
因为我们看见，当以色列人进入迦南的时候，耶利哥挡住他们的去路。
And we know that when the Israelites went into the promised land, Jericho was standing in the way.
那么伊利哥怎么样胜过的呢?
And how did they overcome it?
不是用属血气的兵器。
Not with the weapons of the flesh.
我们看见以色列人怎么样征服伊利哥。
We know how Israelites overcame the city of Jericho.
是靠着赞美，是靠着敬拜神。
Through praise and worship.
祭司穿着礼服在耶利哥绕着城墙而走。
The priests were in their robes and they were walking around the city.
一天走一圈。
Every day they went around the city once.
第二天又走一圈。
The second day they went another round.
到一天走了几次。
The seventh day, they went around the city seven times.
所以当他们在耶利哥这样城墙绕一面唱诗赞美神的时候
And as they walked around the city, outside the city wall, and praising God,
在耶利哥里面的人不知道发生了什么事情
The people of Jericho did not know what was happening.
但是等到他们遵照神的吩咐在赞美敬拜得胜的时候神就把耶利哥打下来
But when they started to praise the Lord and worship God,The Lord himself took down Jericho.
我不晓得什么时候人又把事实上圣经里记载的哈为什么又把耶利哥建立起来
I don't know why Jericho was rebuilt.
但是每一次到达耶利哥的时候都提醒他们一个属灵的征战
But every time we see Jericho mentioned, it means a spiritual battle.
以利亚对以利沙说耶和华差遣我往约旦河去你可以在这里等候。
And here we see that Elijah said to his disciple, You can stay here because the Lord is sending me to Jordan. And we see a lot of people today are speaking on the spiritual battles. They feel that spiritual battle, the truth, is the most important thing.
We should not have this truth.
Do we understand this kind of truth?
完全需要。
We do need it.
并且神儿女应当真正的像以弗所书所讲的那样，在属灵的征战里面生活。
And like the book of Ephesians, it tells us that we should really live in that kind of spiritual battle.
但是我们的心仍然要跟随耶稣。
But our hearts should still follow Jesus.
有些人发现这件事情是可能的。
And some people say it is possible.
有些时候你征战，你却没有元首。
Sometimes you fight, but there is no captain of the army.
我们不明白，我们不知道为什么有些人这样喜欢征战。
We don't understand why so many people love to fight.
因为征战里面有相当的荣耀。
Because there's a lot of glory to fighting.
当他从战场上面回来，有许多可夸耀的事情的时候，人的眼目也会注意他们。
And when they come back from a battle victorious,A lot of people's eyes will be focused on them. There's a lot of glory to it.
但弟兄姊妹们，你看以利沙的态度。
But now you can see what is Elijah's attitude.
我再说，以利沙并不是不愿意回到耶利哥征战。
Again, I want to repeat, Elijah is quite willing to go back to Jericho and fight.
当他得着圣灵的能力以后，的确在耶利哥又行了神迹。
After he has received the Holy Spirit, when he went back, there was a battle in Jericho.
但是在他的得的能力之前，必须跟随耶稣。
But prior to he is obtaining that power, he really had to follow Jesus.
他跟随以利亚再往前去。
So he followed Elijah forward.
以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，并且在你的面前起誓。”
And he says, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live,
我并不离开你。
I will not leave you."
于是二人一同前往。
So the two went forward.
这一次他们来到约旦河旁边。
So they came by the river Jordan.
有先知的门徒去了五十人，远远地站在他们对面。
And the disciples of prophets, there were 50 of them, and they stood on the other side of the bank.
二人在约旦河旁边站住。
And the two stopped on the side of the river.
圣经里面记载实在很奇妙。
The recording in the Bible is really amazing.
这五十个人。他们既然已经跟随以利亚和以利沙往前去
And here we see 50 disciples of the prophets. They followed Elijah and Elisha.
为什么这里说他们远远地站着呢
How come the Bible says they stopped in a distance?
而且说站在对面
And they said on the opposite side of the river.
什么意思
And what does it really mean?
换句话说以利亚以利沙走的时候
And that is to say, as Elijah and Elisha went onward.
他们并没有过河。
They didn't cross the river yet.
可是那些人却是在河的这边已经过来的。
But the 50 disciples of the prophets were already on the other side of the bank.
我实在不明白。
I really don't understand.
不，这里所有的情形，我们却可以有这样的了解。
Here, as it is described, we may be able to understand it as this.
有些人跟随主也是有心跟随的。
There are people who do have a heart to follow Jesus.
我们不能说所有的人都不肯跟随耶稣。
We can't say that none of the people are willing to follow Jesus.
而他们一群人跟在一起的时候可以。
And as a group, they went forward.
但是要一个一个往前的时候，他们又观望。
But as an individual, they were only observing.
以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用于打水，水就左右分开。
And Elijah took off his mantle and folded it and struck the waters.
二人走干地而过。
So that the two of them crossed over on dry ground.
耶和华要接以利亚趁旋风升天。
And the Lord was ready to take Elijah by the whirlwind.
而他一步一步地带领以利亚过来。
And he took him step by step forward.
在伯特利的时候，他不知道要往耶利哥去。
At Bethel, he was not aware that he was going to Jericho.
在伯特利的时候，神才启示他要往约旦河去。
Only when he arrived in Bethel that the Lord told him that he was going to Jericho.
当他到约旦河的面前的时候，
But when he came to Jordan,
一条巨大的水流把他们挡在他们前面的路上。
There was this great river that was really obstructing them.
以利亚拿起他的衣服来，把它卷成一条棍子。
Elijah folded his mantle and made it a stick out of it.
弟兄姊妹们，这件衣服是特别的衣服。
And this mantle is a very special one.
他用来打水，水就分开。
And hit the water, and the water divided itself.
这件衣服怎么特别？
And why is it so special, this mantle?
我们知道，从物质上来看，这件是骆驼毛的衣服。
And from a material point of view, we know that it's made of camel hair.
是一个反穿的皮衣。
And it's turned over.
你知道从前他们穿皮衣都是毛朝里的，不是朝外的。
We know that when in the olden times, when they wore the fur of the animal, the fur was really inside.
因为这样才能保暖的。
Only then they would keep them warm.
但是以利亚的衣服是反穿的。
But Elijah had it turned outward.
所以远远一看见这个人就知道伊利亚。
So from a very distance, people could recognize it was Elijah.
有一天我们在一个地方讲信息叫披戴基督。
And one day we were giving a message in a place, and the topic was to be able to wear Jesus.
Put on Jesus.
Put on Jesus.
你看伊丽莎得的能力的凭据是什么？
And what kind of a sign did Elisha receive from Elijah?
这件衣服的地位非常重要。
And this mantle is really very important.
当以利亚把水分开，两人过去以后，
When the water was divided and the both of them went over the dry ground,
以利亚对以利莎说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么？只管求我。”
Elijah asked Elisha and said, "Now, what can I do for you before I'm taken up?"
我想想也非常稀奇。
And when I think of this, I really feel it's surprising.
刚才我们一直是讲以利沙的情形。
We were talking about Elisha all the way.
现在回过来看以利亚的情形。
And now we're turning back to see what Elijah's situation was.
当他口中对以利沙劝告他说：“你停在这里，不要往前的时候。”
When Elijah was telling his disciples, "You can stay here. Don't follow me any further."
事实上，他的心是巴不得以利沙继续往前。
Actually, in the depth of his heart, he was really hoping that Elisha would follow him all the way.
主有时候把各样的难处放在我们面前，他不是要阻止我们跟随他。
The Lord oftentimes places all kinds of difficulties in our path. Is really not to obstruct us not to follow him.
而是要叫我们能够胜过这些难处，继续不断地往前去。
But he wants us to overcome these difficulties and we can pursue further.
我相信弟兄姊妹中间许多人有相当不同的经历在过去。
I'm sure brothers and sisters have all kinds of different experiences in the past.
但是感谢神，我们没有停在过去的经历里。
But praise the Lord, we did not stop then and there.
我们知道要跟随耶稣。
We know we should follow Jesus.
当我们跟随耶稣到了约旦，当伊丽莎跟随伊利亚到了约旦河边的时候。
When Elisha followed Elijah to the banks of Jordan.
伊利亚还是没有说话。
Elijah still did not say anything.
一直到约旦河分开，二人过了约旦河。
Until the river was parted and the two of them went over the other side. Only then did Elijah open his mouth.
你要什么只管求我。
What is it that you want? You can ask me.
你知道主耶稣在升天之前也给门徒一个大的权柄。
And we know that before Jesus ascended into heaven, he also gave great authority to his disciples.
约翰福音告诉我们说，主说，你们从来没有奉我的名求什么。
In the book of John, it tells us that you have never, Jesus said, you've never asked anything in my name.
但是当主耶稣要升天的时候，就对他说，现在你们可以奉我的名求。
But before Jesus ascended into heaven, he says, now you can claim in my name.
而且我父一定要把你们所求的给你们。
And my Father who is in heaven will honor it.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们今天得了这样一个权柄。
And brothers and sisters, we have such authority in us.
我们不只像伊丽莎有只有一个盼望。
We probably would not be like Elisha with only just one aspiration.
你知道有些童话是说有三个愿望，仙人说你要什么愿望都可以成就。
And the fables and those stories often tell us that the fairies would ask if you need anything you can ask, but we'll give you three chances.
第一个愿望他浪费掉了。
The first one, he wasted it.
第二个愿望他浪费掉了。
The second one was wasted again.
你以为第三个愿望他会好好的学会，对不对？
You would think that on the third try, he would have learned the lesson.
但是所有童话都告诉我们说，第三个愿望一样浪费掉。
But all the fables tell us the third one was also wasted.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神把大的权柄给我们，把祷告的权柄给我们。
Brothers and sisters, today God has given us great authority, and that he has given us through prayer.
你以为我们学会了吗？
Do you think we have learned the lesson?
还是我们一次一次把这些愿望都放弃？
Aren't we every time giving up our rights, sort of?
或者求了我们所不当求的？
Or we have asked something we really did not need?
诗篇里面怎么说？
What does Psalm say?
以色列人因着个人的私欲向神求。
The Israelites, everyone,
私欲 self-desire.
Oh, self-desire, they were asking the Lord.
神把他们所求的给他们，却叫他们的心灵软弱。
The Lord did grant their wish, but spiritually they became very weak.
今天我们的祷告在求什么？
And in our prayers, what do we ask?
主说，你们要先求神的国和神的义。
The Lord said, ask for his kingdom.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
And everything else will be added to you.
在我们自己教会里面，我一个最重的负担就是我们怎么能持续的每一个礼拜二都为了神的国度祷告，而不是为我们的需要。
In my church, the greatest burden on my heart is, on every Tuesday when we have prayer meeting, we're not going to be asking for our own needs, but we'll be praying for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个持续力量真是难啊。
And to be able to persevere is very difficult.
我们要求神的国和神的义，道理上都懂得。
We really understand that we should ask for the kingdom of God.
但是如果我们不来求一点我们每天的需要，我们就没有信心相信回神会应许。
But we just don't feel that we should not ask for our own needs, and we're just afraid he will not hear us.
因为我就在想，有一天我们到主那里的时候，看见我们许多所求的都是错误。
And one day, when we come to the presence of God, we'll find out that so many things that we've asked for were wrong.
伊利亚对伊丽莎说，伊丽莎说，你要什么尽管向我求。
And here Elijah says to his disciple Elisha, what is it you need? Ask.
伊丽莎说，愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
And Elisha said, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
我一直在想什么叫加倍的感动。
Sometimes I've continually thought on this word, double portion.
我想有些时候也许我们把它当作数量上来想。
Sometimes we think of it as in volume.
但我想伊丽莎所说的话不是这样子，好像要胜过伊利亚。
Elisha was not really asking to surpass his teacher.
我不知道有没有更好的话来形容伊丽莎所要的是什么。
I don't know whether there's better words to describe what Elisha was asking for.
当感动伊利亚的灵在伊利亚身上出现的时候，
when the Spirit appeared on Elisha.
当他第二次感动以利沙的时候,
the second time that the Spirit moved him.
我认为这是以利沙说双倍的圣灵的意思。
And it was really the double portion.
弟兄姊妹，我相信圣经里面真理是这样。
I feel that the truth of the Bible is this.
在耶稣基督里面的灵。
The Spirit in Jesus Christ.
在他里面今天他能做的事情。
And what Jesus himself can do.
记得那个荣耀的圣灵在我们里面一样能做。
The same Spirit could do the same thing in us.
为什么叫双倍的灵?
And why is it considered double portion?
第一倍的灵在耶稣身上。
The first portion was on Jesus Christ.
第二倍的灵在他的教会身上。
The double portion is on his church.
假如以利亚升天, 圣灵却没有留下来。
If Elijah went and was taken up into heaven and did not leave the Holy Spirit behind,
以利沙怎样侍奉呢?
How would Elisha be able to serve?
以利沙怎能对付当时的艰难呢?
How would Elisha be able to overcome the difficulties he is ready to face?
在他做先知的年代里面，怎么样对那些不幸的君王？ 有属灵的影响力呢?
In the years as he served as prophet, how would he be able to affect the kings that he served in his generation?
我们也不能面对我们今天需要。
We too will not be able to face our own difficulties.
而主耶稣说什么?
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣曾经对他的门徒说，我怎样活着，你们也照样活着。约翰福音第十四章。
And Jesus said in John 14 that the way I have lived, you too will live.
怎么样活? 耶稣基督怎么活的?
And how did Jesus live?
他是借着圣灵活的。
And through he lived through the Holy Spirit.
他活在父的里面。
He lived in his Father.
今天我们怎么活的?
And how are we living today?
我们活在圣灵的里面。
We live in the Holy Spirit.
所以若不是圣灵再一次做工在我们的身上,
if the Holy Spirit does not work in us today,
没有一个人能做基督徒。
Not one person will be can be a Christian.
那一个圣灵的能力怎么样在我们身上显明出来?
The power of the Holy Spirit, how does it manifest in us?
看待基督。
That is when you really wear Jesus.
所以我们讲的那件外衣是特别的外衣。
So when we think of that mentally, it's a very special one.
列王记上19章里面特别提到当以利亚去寻找以利沙的时候。
1 Kings 19, it really tells us when Elisha went to seek Elijah.
他见到沙发的儿子以利沙就把他的外衣搭在他的身上。
When he found Elisha, he took off his mantle and put it on him.
以利沙正在田里耕田，用了12对牛在那里耕地。
Elisha was working on the land, on the farm, and he had 6 pairs of oxen.
他得到了以利亚的外衣遮盖在他身上。
And when that mantle was on his shoulder,
他就起来跟随以利亚。
He immediately stood up and followed Elijah.
以利亚对他说，我对你做的是什么事呢？你只管回去。
Elijah said, what did I do to you? Go, you can go back.
所以我想以利沙对以利亚这些反问的态度是非常了解的。
And Elisha really understood what Elijah was trying to say.
弟兄姊妹们，当耶稣基督的公义首先披戴在我们身上的时候，我们岂不是一样的心里火热吗？
When the righteousness of Jesus was over us, what weren't we fired up at the time?
但是我们常常只有披戴耶稣的公义是暂时的。
But so oftentimes, we're wearing Jesus only temporarily.
这件外衣还不能穿在以利沙的身上。
This mantle could not be worn by Elijah at the time.
这就是今天我们基督徒经历里面的难处。
And this is the difficulties that Christians We as Christians face.
照着地位上来说,
in the position that we're in,
当我们受浸归入基督的时候, 就已经是披戴基督了。
When we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we are already wearing him.
但事实上我们不像耶稣。
But in actual fact, we do not even resemble him.
成圣的过程变成一种长期的经历。
The sanctification is a process.
我们明白这里以利亚、以利沙的对照给我们看见是什么。
Here we can see the contrast of Elijah and Elisha.
当神要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候,
when Lord was going to take up Elijah by whirlwind,
他也愿意以利沙变成像以利亚的形状。
He really wanted Elisha to become one just like Elijah.
弟兄姊妹们，今天主耶稣升天的时候给教会最大的祝福和盼望是什么？
And when God, Jesus Christ, was taken up into heaven, what was the greatest aspirations they had on earth?
要让每一个神的儿女都披戴基督，活出耶稣基督的形象。
That every child of God will be able to wear Jesus Christ and to be able to live as Jesus Christ.
以利亚说，你所求的甚是难得。
And Elijah said, what you have asked is very difficult.
我真高兴，以利亚说，你所求的难得。
And I'm really very happy to know that it was not very easy.
因为今天证明我所有的失败并不太稀奇。
So that all my failures can be really, is nothing really surprising.
如果基督徒这样容易就有耶稣基督的形象，我不是心里很伤心吗？
If it's so easy to become just like Jesus Christ, it would really be tragic, I think.
因为看见我自己的光景不像耶稣。Seeing
myself not really like Jesus.
但这里以利亚说，你所求的甚难。But
here it says, what you have asked of me is not easy.
所以我相信。 所有神的儿女在做基督徒路上也都有这样的挣扎。
And I can see that every child of God on the path following Jesus, they really go through a lot of struggle.
虽然如此,
And even so,
我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不得了。
Says, even though this is a very hard thing, nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you.
伊丽莎看见了什么？
And what did Elisha see?
他们正走的时候，忽然有火车火马将两个人隔开，以利亚就趁旋风升天去了。And
then came about as they were going along and talking, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses and fire which separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven.
伊利莎看见就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！”
Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen.
弟兄姊妹们，伊丽莎看见了没有？
Did Elisha see it, brothers and sisters?
他看见了什么？
What did he see?
他看见以利亚升天的景象。
He saw the picture of Elijah being taken up into heaven.
他也看见以利亚就是以色列的战车马兵。
And he also saw that Elijah himself was Israel's horses and chariots.
他这里说，我父啊，我父啊。
Here he says, my father, my father.
不仅是因为门徒对他的父子称他的父。
It's not only the disciples toward the teacher addressing him as father.
而是看见说，神的荣耀，神的能力，神的权柄，神一切的得胜。
Here he saw not only the chariot, but he saw the God's glory, God's power, and God's authority, all revealed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道耶稣基督升天了。Brothers
and sisters, we know that Jesus, our Lord, has ascended into heaven.
但是我们没有看见耶稣基督已经坐在父神的右边。
But we do not see that Jesus is already seated on the right hand of our God. And he is really the Israel's chariot and horseman. Today, as Christians, we have a lot of power. And why? Because Jesus Christ himself has overcome. And I realize something very amazing and really the simplest of things. Christians can also overcome. The Christians can overcome. They can overcome sin. They can overcome the world. And they can overcome Satan. And they can overcome all kinds of difficulties. And they can overcome themselves. Don't you feel that's amazing?
不稀奇，因为这是耶稣基督的得胜。
It's not amazing because this is the overcoming of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, children of God feel that they have overcome. They do not understand where the source of being able to overcome came from. And when they finally fall again, they don't even know what happened to the power that they had before.
在一种非常痛苦的挣扎里面，加利，刚才Galatian，the
Galatian Christians were going through a very difficult experience.
事实上，每一代的基督徒总发现，像保罗在罗马书第七章所讲的那些失败的经历。
And actually, every period of Christians go through the same kind of problems that the in Romans 7 that describes.
到底我们的得胜为什么会得胜？
And how do we overcome and why did we overcome?
不是因为你自己所行的公义。
It's not because your own righteousness that you overcome.
而是因为耶稣基督的得胜，他的升天保证你的得胜。
Because Jesus Christ himself had overcome and he has guaranteed you are able to overcome.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道耶稣基督升天了，知不知道？当然知道。
Do we know that Jesus Christ has ascended to heaven? Yes, of course.
知不知道？都知道。
We all know about it.
但是在我们自己的生活中间，却不知道这个得胜和我什么关系，以致我不能得胜。
And we do not understand the relationship between his overcoming. And that is why we are not able to overcome.
你看以利沙做了一件事情，是证明他真正的看见。
Then we see Elisha did something to prove that he has already seen.
以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片。
He tore his own garment in two.
注意他先把他的衣服撕为两片。
The first thing he did was tore his own clothes.
如果他没有看见以利亚的外衣，他把衣服撕为两片，他穿什么？
If he did not see the mantle of Elijah, then if he tore his own clothes, what would he be wearing?
但是他如果不知道，他如果他不把他自己的外衣撕为两片，
But if he did not tore his own clothes in two,
他拿了以利亚的外衣要放在哪里？
And he would pick up the mantle that Elijah has dropped. What would he do with it?
弟兄姊妹们，一个人若是真正的跟随主，我相信他要看见耶稣基督复活升天的价值。
Brothers and sisters, the first thing that a Christian has to see is the value of Jesus' resurrection.
而且他也必须大胆下决心到一个地步，把他自己的行为完全抛弃。
He has to be determined enough to put aside all his own actions.
保罗用一种更容易明白的话说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And Paul used even more clear term to describe it. He says, now living is not me, but Jesus Christ is living through me.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们追求外面经历，要我们得的能力的时候，常常不能得着。
Oftentimes, we pursue an experience and we do not really get it.
约旦河的经历叫做死亡。
And Jordan's experience is an experience of death.
以利亚升天，基督复活。
Elijah was taken up into heaven, and Jesus has resurrected.
当耶稣为我们从死里复活的时候，
When Jesus resurrected,
我们肯把自己放在死地。
We are willing to put ourselves into death.
这是我们能够披戴基督的原因。
That is the only reason that we'll be able to wear Jesus.
这个放在死地，包括一切死亡的经历。
And all the death experience will have to be included.
神的灵要做工在我们身上。
The Spirit of the Lord will have to move in us and work in us.
当我们被交在死地的时候。
And when we ourselves are put to death.
耶稣基督的生从我们身上显明出来。
The life of Christ will be manifested through us.
以利沙拾起他以利亚的外衣。
Elisha picked up the mantle of Elijah.
回去站在约旦河旁。
And returned and stood by the bank of Jordan.
我想他一定在那想很多的事情。
And many things must have gone through his mind at the time.
以利亚不见了。
Elijah is there no more.
已经升天。
He's already been taken up to heaven.
他剩下一个人面对广大的需要。
And he himself was alone, facing all those needs.
但是他所披戴的是以利亚留下来的外衣。
And he was wearing that garment that was left behind by Elijah.
就是感情来说，他一定非常的复杂。
Emotionally, he must have been very confused.
但是他做了一件事情。
But he did one thing.
他把衣服再脱下来。
He took off the mantle again.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得这件衣服。
And you must remember that this mantle belonged to Elijah once. Now it's Elisha's.
他拿下来也照样打水。
He took it off, and with the same mantle, he struck the water.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒最奇妙的事情。
And brothers and sisters, the most amazing thing for Christians
就是发现我们得着了耶稣基督的权柄和能力
is to discover that we have received the power of Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣对门徒说天上地下一切的权柄都给了我
And the Lord said to the disciples, all the powers of heaven and earth have been given to me.
然后他说你们去使众人做我的门徒去传福音
And you go and make the world my disciples.
当神的儿女发现他今天的能力不是自己
When the children of God realized that the power they had was not their own.
但是他也能叫人得救
He can also save.
他也能帮助人
And he can also help others.
他也能应付难处
And he can also face difficulties.
他也能解决问题
And he can solve problems.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个当基督徒头一次发现这些事情的时候
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, when they, the first time they realize this,
我记得我第一次传福音叫人得救
The first time I spread the gospel and saved someone,
我不是对自己欢喜
I was not excited for myself.
我心里真是敬畏神
I really had great reverence for God.
这个人竟然得救了
And this person could be saved.
不是我
It's not I.
以利亚的外衣在我们的手里。
The mantle of Elijah was in our hands.
但是这件外衣也是你的外衣。
And this same mantle is also yours.
你已经接受了一个托付。
You have accepted a responsibility.
要把耶稣基督的荣耀从你生活里面彰显出来。
To spread the glory and manifest the glory through your life.
你已经下了一个大的决心。
You have made great determination.
你要完全得到基督。
You want to obtain the Lord fully.
不管你以往的经历是什么
No matter what your past experience is
没有一件事情叫你的心离开主自己
There is not one thing that will let you be separated from the Lord himself
以往一切的神迹奇事都不能叫你离开主
All those miracles and everything that happened in the past will not let you leave the Lord
一切的舒适享受属灵上的祝福都不能叫你离开主
All those enjoyments of the world all those spiritual accomplishments will not be able to let you leave the Lord
耶稣基督已经你已经穿戴了耶稣
You are already wearing Jesus Christ.
教会就是在这样一个地位里面。
And this is the position of the church.